Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, good morning. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. This is a special broadcast, special download today, this morning. It's March the 20th, 2018, right at 10 a.m. in the morning, and I just had some opportunity to come on, and I wanted to share as a follow-up to what we was talking about on Saturday, this past Saturday, on the 17th. We was talking about some of the sins that we affected our life, and we had me and Pastor Larry Watkins were talking about gluttony a little bit, and I was reading some more information about it and continuing in my study, and I just don't want to come on and share some more things about it. I was because I get a blog from Manhood Journey blog site. That's website is Manhood Journey, www.manhoodjourney.org, I believe it is. It's a men's ministry website, and he was talking. He has an ongoing electronic ebook that you can download and read. And I was reading that through, and I got a blog this morning. Again, I received a blog this morning, and it was talking about gluttony, and it was connected to what we saw on Saturday. So I just wanted to come on this morning and just share some of that information with you. Because the deadly sin of gluttony and how to eliminate from his life is chapter number 6, the 6th sin of the 7 sins that God hates. The name of the book is 7 Deadly Sins of a Disengaged Dad. So he talks about that, and this is one of the sins he talks about, how it relates to our relationships with our families as fathers. And because, again, as fathers, we deal with a lot of things, leading our families, leading our children, mentoring and ministering and directing and discipling our families. And the lives that we live before them, the lives we live before our children, reflect all aspects and parts of our life that we live before our children really affects them and how they see the world and how they begin to have habits and how they reshape their thinking about things. And when I was reading this article about gluttony, it reminded me of some things that, you know, we may look back in our lives. Okay, well, let me say this too. I just wanted to share out to the listening audience, those who have called in at 646-668-2636, or if you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr, and you listen to me on the link from Facebook and Twitter there, again, I just wanted to encourage you because, again, when we hear it, Issues Christian Men's Talk, we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. We want to bring some things to light and for understanding and just to get you, your spirit stirred up, your spirit thinking about the things that we do in our lives. It's not that I stand on the pulpit, on the pedestal, and stand to glorify myself or to chastise or condemn, but to encourage you. Because we all are going through seasons of growth, seasons of trying to do better, be better, and being more submit to God and understanding the Word of God and how we apply it to our life. But the Word of God is life application, but we have to have an understanding and knowledge of the Word. And this is what we do at Issues Christian Men's Talk and why we encourage men's ministry, that men will come together and have a time of sharing and talking and trying to encourage one another, some of the things, the struggles that we go through in life. Amen? Amen. So gluttony. We can define gluttony here as the overindulgence, the overconsumption of food, drink, or wealth item. You know, it's a real big thing here. We desire to be more. It's not like greed that is not unquenchable, but the sin of gluttony, it varies. It comes to different points in my life that food is our God. Food becomes our God. Because as we look around the culture, even in the culture, in the health field, we know we're talking about men, we struggle with weight, we struggle with health issues, diabetes, high blood pressure, all kinds of things that deal with our weight and how much food we eat and how do we know what to eat. And, you know, because there's a lot of things out there with, GMOs and people shouldn't be eating the sugar, white bread, all kinds of things, processed food. It can be a lot, it can be overwhelming, but yet we have to be in a place where we come to the wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Because I think my personal experience is that we have to come to understand what we eat and how much we eat and why we're eating. Because a lot of it is, when we talk about weight and gluttony, for those who, again, sometimes it's medical conditions. Because I don't want to paint a broad brush and people not understand. Because sometimes there's medical conditions that cause that hinder weight loss, that you may gain weight from, that you might, you know, you have other health issues that can struggle with your weight and metabolism. So it's a lot to it. But when we specifically talk about gluttony, It's doing those things that we can control on what we talk about, what we're eating. Because, you know, folk have food allergies, there's medical conditions. Again, I just want to keep that in mind as we talk about this, because I don't want to bring combination on someone because, you know, they might have a health issue or they have a weight issue. Because sometimes as we get older, things come up and come up in our health screenings or through this course of life that we might gain some weight and we're struggling to get back to where we was when we was in high school. And then that could be a whole nother thing, anxiety, that comes along with us. But yet, I just want to continue on again to give you a word of encouragement. Because for myself, I struggled with weight some years ago and had to take some drastic measures. But those who know me know that I was up to almost 500 pounds. And there's a lot of different reasons. A lot of it was what I was eating because I enjoyed eating food. Still enjoy food now, barbecue, some fish. But again, we have to change. We're changing our eating habits. We're changing the way we live. We're changing what we eat, how much we eat in our intake. I know a lot of brothers out there reach a certain age, you know, in our 40s. Well, I was say mid-40s, 50s, 60s. We had a certain – it's harder for us. We have to make some more drastic changes, do some real things when it comes to our health issues because we can't do 3-4 miles a day like we might have been able to do when we were in our 20s. Or go to the gym for 4 or 5 hours and work out and all these things. But we also have to be able to understand that we have to do something, that we have to keep ourselves limber, keep ourselves moving, regular exercise, there's cardio, there's a lot of other things we can do to keep ourselves healthy and become more healthy. And understand and realize that weight is a thing that we can take that thing head on. You know, I talk to a lot of brothers who talk about losing weight and having things, but I also know that some of us need to go to, you know, we have to learn how to eat differently. We have to change our lifestyles. And I do believe one of those things is to be able to change your lifestyle and what you eat and how you eat and what do you do? What are you doing? What kind of exercise are you truly, really doing? You mean I can do 4 or 5 hours a day working out in the gym, but are you a walker? Do you do stairs? Do you do, you know, do you get your cardio in? Do you go for walks? You know, springtime's here. How many hours can we spend walking? Where can we walk to instead of driving? You know, there's a lot of things we can change our lifestyle to get. But again, I just wanted to touch on that and encourage the brothers out there because we talked a lot about gluttony on the weekend with Pastor Watkins, and we talked about that food. But today, I just want to be able to encourage you. Again, I want to share some information that I got, again, from the Manhood Journey website, and the book is called 7 Sins of a Disengaged Dad, and gluttony is one of them. So how can a dad eliminate the sin of gluttony? The sin is the one where our actions are seen and can be a great example for those who are close to us. We want to be a dad that God intends you to be. You have to learn to practice some of the ideas that will on your way to eliminating the sin of gluttony. And again, this is from the book you put out there. I just wanted to share it. I encourage you to get the book because it comes and gives a full, you know, 7 chapters. It touches all the sins, but also gives examples, gives application, and it gives solutions. It gives you the answers because it's easy to condemn and point fingers, but we're not really helping folks if we can't give them the solution to their problems. It's just like when we share the gospel. We can tell people about their sins, but do we tell them how they can be forgiven of their sins, how could they get in the right place in relationship with God? Because we can call people sinner, you this, you that, name people by their sins, but then are we giving them what is the solution? This is where it comes in that we can share Christ in their life, that we can share Jesus Christ, what he's done for us, and what he can do for them to restore them in a position where God is pleased with them. So today I just want to talk about some of the ways that we can eliminate the sin of gluttony as husbands, fathers, and sons. Number one, he says here is self-control. Learn to see the difference between hunger and thirst. In general, assuming you can eliminate that the want part of eating, as in you have a healthy meal prepared, then comes the test of portion control. Portion control is difficult. And you can have too much of a good thing. And I think self-control. If we practice self-control in all other parts of our lives, and are we ready to apply that to what we eat? You know, no matter where you're at, if you're 10 pounds, 15, 20 pounds, 100 pounds, 150 pounds overweight, you're an obese or morbidly obese. And again, what are the example we're setting for our children and those around us, and our children see us, you know, and do we, and when we start to do some things, are we eating different? I mean, it's fine to go on a diet, tell everybody you're going on a diet, but it's truly diets, you know, when you read and do your research about dieting, dieting is not recommended by most nutritionists and most doctors who are not running the scam. That dieting is not really, it's changing lifestyle habits, changing what you eat and how much you eat. And self-control and portion control is one of those areas that I personally had to learn. You know, there's a lot of those mental tricks and psychological tricks we can use on ourselves by buying, just example, if we buy smaller plates instead of 10-inch, 9-inch plates, we buy 4-inch and 5-inch plates. We only get so much food on that. But, again, these are things that we just want to point out and encourage you. There's ways that you can start to change how we do. Number two. Beyond self-control, understanding is about God. Understanding how you view and treat food is part of our relationship to God. It's not just about our willpower. Conversely, it's about how we view God and His work in our life. You know, I know the church, we have a history, traditions of fellowship being about food. We have, it's amazing. Because the same way other organizations have traditions of alcohol, beer, wine clubs, beer clubs, microbreweries, it's the same thing. The church does the same thing with food. You know, we cook, we can sit and eat, and we call it fellowship. We sit around, we eat, we talk, we sit around, we eat, we talk, we minister, we have an event, we have to make sure we have to serve a meal, because if we don't serve a meal, nobody's coming. I'm just there. But then what do we serve when we do that? What are we serving the folk, and what are we trying to establish as a norm? Amen? Because, you know, it's funny, for the first couple of years, the first couple of men's gatherings, a lot of the brothers asked me what was going to be served for lunch as a determining factor if they were going to show up or not. Not what the teaching was or what the topic was going to be, but what the lunch was going to be. So, you know, my brother that listening, you know who you are. But, again, I'm not here to condone, because, you know, sometimes it's just in jest, but still. You know, this is sometimes we have to look at that. So self-control, understanding what God's purpose for our life is. Because, again, when we talk about being overweight and unhealthy, are we really doing, do we have the energy, the strength, the stamina to do what God has called us to do? You know, okay, are we? I mean, it's just so much to it. But I just wanted to encourage you today and lift you up and say, listen, consider your way. Look at yourself in the mirror. That's one of the things we always talk about here is Issues Christian Men's Talk, the things that you're going, that you know what's going on. You know what you need to change. You know what you need God's help in changing in you. But the first thing is we have to identify some of these issues, and gluttony and the food and our health and weight is a lot. Because if we're always sick, well, something going on, you know, are we really being used where God needs us? You know, our jobs, we're burning up sick time on our jobs because our health issues, where we don't want to change who we are. And now, are we that disobedient once we learn? It's just like the gospel. We hear the gospel, we become obedient to the gospel. So now that you know that you have a problem with weight and gluttony, now what are you going to do to change that thing? Amen? Amen. Point number three he has here, again, we're reading from the Man Up Journey website, from the blog, The Deadly Sin of Gluttony and How to Eliminate It, and we're on number three. Be grateful. Gratitude covers many sins. Thank God before every daily meal. Seriously, if you are grateful to God for your next bite, understanding it is a blessing and a test of stewardship. I promise it changes what you eat and how much you will eat. Are you thankful for God? Are you praying? Do you pray over your food? Do you take time and see what you're actually getting daily? Do you need that much for this setting? You know, how many pancakes do you need? How much sausage? How much whatever your breakfast is? How many eggs do you need? Then to turn around and for lunch you have whatever your lunch is. Again, every man, you know where you are in this place. Because how much food are you taking in and how much energy and calories are you burning? That's the simple and basic thing I could share with you today. It's about weight. How many calories you taking in, how many calories you burning. If you can adjust those numbers, you can lose 20 pounds, I think, right off the bat. How much you take it in? Are you looking at it? You take time out to pray and look at what God has given you, and do you really need all that? Look at the plate. Look at what we're eating. Again, you know, I've had brothers, we talked about this before on other programs about processed food. Are we preparing our meals? Are we always buying out? Are we always eating out at the fast food, because I, you know, right now, I tell you right now, fast food in the Christian life should be banned. And I'm going to save the buffets for later on. I'm not going to say nothing right now about buffets. I'm going to give you some time that you can think about it, and I may not mention it again. But however, you know, why do we go to buffets? And whatever. Just, I'll leave it right there. Amen. But as we pray over our food, do we seriously look at what we're doing and grateful for what God has given us? Because how much food do we really waste? Because we can get a plate of food and it's there and we don't even finish it, but it looks our eyes. We fill a plate up because of what our eyes and what we see. Amen. Number four, take comfort in knowing that Christ died for the gluttony too. As soon as we think we don't talk about gluttony enough. We talk about all the other sins and laugh this one off. But understand Christ died to give you freedom from your appetites. Again, when we define gluttony, it's the overindulgence and overconsumption. Now, how many other things in our life can come under that category of gluttony? We have food, we have drink, or wealth. So we can be gluttonous. The sin of gluttony can cross over to a lot of different things. So the Christ died for freedom from our appetites, that we're not controlled by appetites, that we can get to a state of a euphoria and happiness that we're feeling. You know, we take so much pleasure in eating and overindulging in our appetites that, you know, this is not what God is called us to do. It keeps us from doing what God's called us. It keeps us from the purpose. And again, what examples are we setting for those around us, for our children, for our wives, we in the church, we have a saying, you know, we have a tradition of, in this culture, of Big Mama, but, you know, Big Mama, Grandmama should weigh in 500, 300 pounds, you know, that's unhealthy. I hate to say it, it's unhealthy, and could be why Big Mama's not with us anymore for health issues. Again, when we talk about this, we talk about weight, we talk about gluttony, we're talking about a lot of things. I know that might touch somebody's toes. But we use that term sometimes as a term of endearment. But, again, we have to look at things differently as men. We have to set the example and lead in our homes thing, the weight thing. Because even with our children, you know, we have to be able to balance it out. Be able to speak to our children about these things, encourage them in different ways. And it's not always the young ones. I mean, the young ones is easy. But we used to look at your child, you look at your adult children, and if they're struggling with weight issues and health issues, how are you encouraging them to change their lifestyle, change their habits? What are we doing? Because remember, as fathers, we are fathers from the day they're born to the day they die. And there's some things and areas we should be able to speak into their lives. It's not that we shouldn't, if there's a way to do it. You know, we can't speak to, you know, our adult children the same way we speak to our younger children. And you saw with our younger children, we can't bully and beat them up and make them feel less than, because they might be struggling with issues, again, for different reasons. But this is where the wisdom of God comes in. This is where God has called us to be and give us the wisdom to be fathers. Because, again, we know that being a father is not easy. That's why so many people walk away from it and don't fulfill their purpose, their God's purpose and plan for it, because it's hard. But with the wisdom of God and leading of the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures, that guideline, we know that we can do it. Amen? So I want to encourage you this morning. I didn't want to come on and long, but I did want to follow up from what we was talking about on Saturday and encourage someone this morning for a couple of minutes and just continue to speak into the lives of people and to them. So again, some of the things, how a dad can eliminate the sin of gluttony. Practice self-control. Beyond self-control, understand it's about God. Number three, be grateful. Be grateful for what we have. Not to overindulge in what we have. You know that God is going to provide. Number four, take comfort in knowing that Christ died for gluttony too. He died for this sin. He died for the redemption of this sin, and that the sin of this, the price of it is paid. As we put up the sin of gluttony and overeating, let's put on self-control. And I think all gluttony comes about is self-control. We're eliminating from our life, putting off gluttony and start to put on self-control. One of the scripture verses I will give you a reference to would be Proverbs 23, verses 1 through 3. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat if you have a big appetite. Don't desire his choice food, for the food is deceptive. Luke chapter number 12, verse 22 and 23. Then he said to the disciples, therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or about or about the body and what you wear, for life is more than food and the body more than clothing. And the third verse, this verse here, gluttony, it covers a lot here for me personally, for gluttony and for all these sins. And we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 10:13. There is no temptation as over has taken you except what is common to man. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will always provide a way of escape so that you may be able to bear it. When we're talking about gluttony today, this is the opportunity God has given you a way to escape it, to bring it to light, that you would consider it, that you would start to pray about it, that you would look for answers, you would seek out to change your lifestyle, change your habits, start the change. Submit unto God, submit unto God's word, and do better. Because again, this health issue, you know, there's two kinds of brothers listening right now. There's a 20 and 30 year old who, you know, he doesn't really have a problem. He works out and for whatever, he might be playing sports. Our high schoolers, our college guys, they're playing sports, they're keeping their weight up, they're working out, they think they're active, you know, but for those of us who live long enough, we realize that putting on weight when we're young and keeping that weight, it's not all going to be muscle when you get a certain age. And then when you get a certain age, it's harder to lose weight and lose fat because our metabolism slows down. So it's a lot to it. Again, beyond health issues and medication that may affect our weight, some of it is our habits and how we live and our lifestyles and the habits we choose to live. So we have to find a balance there. So again, gluttony, the sin. We understand that all sin kills somewhere, somehow, at some point of our life, spiritually, emotionally, physically. The sin of gluttony can kill. Again, gluttony, my simple definition that I got here from the blog, is overindulgence and over intaking of anything. The food, drink, and the pursuit of wealth and riches. Amen. So this is the Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. This is a special morning edition on March the 20th, 2018. We're doing a speaking about gluttony to give you a word of encouragement. Again, stand before the mirror yourself. Search your heart, search your mind about what's going on with you. If you have a problem with sin of gluttony, if someone in your circle of influence has a sin of gluttony, first begin in prayer. Pray about it. Pray about your circumstance. Pray about your brother's circumstance. You know, and any wives that are listening out there, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray, because this is a sin, it's a health issue now, because again, if we look at the culture, we look at the stats, because they're tracking it, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, obesity, morbid obesity, you know, there's human beings walking around who weigh 500-600 pounds every day and just continue to go and eat. Some of us think we're 20 pounds over, some of us maybe 50 pounds over, you know, you know, we don't think that's a big deal, but even that can make a big difference. So I would encourage you to start just to consider your ways, continue to pray, let God be led by you to change those things. We're going to close up with prayer right now. Father God, I thank you. Help us to see where appetites need to be put in check. Help us to rely on you and give us self-control based on your love, that we might choose your love over food and over the worldly things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. God bless you and be encouraged today. And remember, you just listen to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here. We're live every Monday at 8 p.m., every Thursday at 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings for 2018, Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. God bless you and have a wonderful morning.